It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American outlaw Butch Cassidy, born Robert Leroy Parker in 1866 in Beaver, Utah. In 1900, Butch partnered with Harry Longabaugh, nicknamed the Sundance Kid, to rob banks and trains as leaders of the Wild Bunch, a gang of outlaws that became legendary for its daring and bravado. Butch Cassidy was the oldest of 13 children born in a poor Mormon family. He was a teenager when he left home in hopes of carving out a better, more prosperous life than what his parents had been able to provide. He found work on several different ranches and eventually befriended a cattleman named Mike Cassidy. Young Parker admired Cassidy, and wanting to emulate his friend and not shame his family, he adopted his name. By all accounts, Cassidy was a charming thief who was well-liked and who never killed anyone, or so it is believed. His first major robbery came in June 1889 when he and three other cowboys made off with more than $20,000 from the San Miguel Valley Bank in Telluride, Colorado. Despite his criminal background, Cassidy had a reputation for keeping his word. As one story goes, on the night before he was to begin his sentence, he asked to be released, promising he'd return to jail the following day. Authorities took him at his word and let him go, and he returned to them the following morning. Upon his release in 1896, Cassidy resumed his life as a criminal and formed the Wild Bunch, whose ranks included a desperado named Harvey Alexander Logan, known as Kid Curry, whose parents were married near Moorhead, Kentucky in 1856. With each new robbery, the bunch became better known and better liked by an American public eager to read about their exploits. Their robberies, too, became bigger. One of the largest was a $70,000 haul from a train just outside Folsom, New Mexico. Unable to stop the Wild Bunch, the Union Pacific Railroad went so far as to propose to Cassidy a pardon in exchange for his promise to end the robberies and come to work for the company as an express guard. He turned the offer down. No surprise there. In the end, the Union Pacific turned to law enforcement to put a permanent end to the Wild Bunch. To hunt Cassidy and the group down, the company hired the famed Pinkerton National Detective Agency, which pushed Cassidy and the Sundance Kid into South America. As the story goes, the pair continued to rob trains and banks there, and the conventional account says that Cassidy and the Sundance Kid lost their lives in a shootout with soldiers in southern Bolivia on November 6, 1908. But the truth about their end has never been fully settled. Some historical evidence suggests that Cassidy faked his death and returned to the United States, where he lived another 3 decades, making a living as a machinist, before dying of cancer in Spokane, Washington in 1937. And while the debate lingers over when and where Cassidy really died, there's little argument that he's considered one of the most revered outlaws to come out of the American West. His life and relationship with the Sundance Kid were immortalized in the 1969 Oscar-winning movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, featuring Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
It's just a bank like any other bank. Got to move in slowly, check out everything.
The thing to remember...
Don't tell me how to rob a bank. I know how to rob a bank.
I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 13th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.